what's up? My bad, y'all. Guess what? You with the Let's Talk Culture Podcast. You know what I'm saying? The Flyboys is in the building. We got County Marv.
What up?
Along with me, DJ Intricate. And we in here, we just...
Flyboy, don't forget it.
We just kicking the shit, so talking that shit, baby. Shouts out to all the hip-hop heads out there making music and doing what you do. We love you, man. All the underground heads,
man, for
everybody.
Real, I'm glad you said that. Shout out to all the undergrounds, man, for real.
I mean, we talking top to bottom, man. We ain't leaving nobody out, man. If that beat pump and you in your head, Bob, you part of this shit, bro.
Yeah, man. North, south, east, west, everywhere, man.
You know what I'm saying? People dancing, the dancers, the breakers, graffiti writers. I don't care, all
shit,
that shit.
Overseas, everywhere, man. Underground, man. Even, you know what? Shout out to hip hop and the whole rap music.
Right, yeah. Man. Save lives.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? You know how many people are brought in off the streets and kept away from that shit? Matter of fact, let me go into a serious conversation before I get started with these topics. I got a friend that recorded with us with Deep in Thought Flyboy for years. I actually got a song with him up on Reverb Nation. Same to Dave Dubs and shit. So for years, man, we did this music thing basically to keep motherfuckers out of trouble, man. We could have been just like anybody else in jail, shot up, did. We did this music, it kept us out of trouble, and that was the main goal, to keep people out of trouble. So when we pulled people in, it was to keep them out of trouble. Now, no lie, I tell you, we had a fallout with some of the homies that was, you know what I'm saying, down with the crew. That, I mean, these dudes that came through every day, smoked, drank, everything. Back when we was going hammer, like, I mean, niggas was out of control, like. So, with that being said, this guy ends up getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? A real close homie of mine ends up getting locked up. And it fucks with me because in a sense, I feel like I could have kept him out of there if I would have kept him inclined with his music, kept him in touch with making music. Then, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit wouldn't have happened. But, you know, now he locked up, and you know, it's just a fucked up situation. And now, as me getting older, I understand the importance of continuing to do this work that I do. Like, it's a producer that was hollering at me about something, and I had to tell him, like, what I do is different. Like you out there, you selling beats, and you doing it that way. But what we do over here has always been like an outreach. We get people that have a passion for music and need to let it out, and we let them let it out because we rather them do that than be another statistic, bro.
Word.
That's what this shit is. It's always been about
speaking
that.
Speaking volumes right now.
It's always been about that. But we're gonna go ahead and get into the topic. Okay, it's these people called Fresh Collective. This shit opened for all beat makers and aspiring artists to create music for little to nothing. It's in Cleveland, Ohio. It started in Collinwood. They moved it over to the West Side after they got funding and all of that. It was started by Cleveland artist DJ Doc Carell. If y'all know him, give him a shout out. Say what's up. I don't know the brother, but I salute him. Like, what you're doing is phenomenal, dog. It sounds phenomenal. Like, they opened up a lab where they got iPads, they got computers, everything hooked up, and they letting kids get in there and get it in, and they building their own artists that they got and letting them, you know, just go hammer. So we want to give a shout out to them. That location,
yo,
I don't know the address, but they on the Detroit Shoreway. So if that
get out, man,
if that gets y'all anyway closer, go ahead and mess with them, man. I think that is just beautiful, for real. So now, before this segment is over, we're gonna talk about our dear calves. Let's have a moment of peace. I know it's
a
sad.
Moment of silence.
Come on, it's just sad. Okay, no, go ahead. But
a moment of silence.
George Hill, he left. He got traded. What you think about that, County? I didn't hit the mic. My bad.
You know what? At this point, it really doesn't. I don't think it really matters. I mean, obviously, everybody knows we're in a rebuild.